I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's a new year, and that means the new fishing regulations are now available. Coming up, we'll talk about what changes are in store for anglers in West Virginia in 2014. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The 2014 fishing regulations are now available at sporting goods counters across the state.
New regulations are out. The brochure should be at all of our license agents and our district offices. It'll also be available online at the first of the year, so folks can go online and check the 2014 fishing regulations.
That's the DNR's Assistant Chief for Warm Water Fisheries, Brett Preston. There are three noted changes in this year's fishing regs, the biggest involving one of the state's most popular fishing spots.
The news that's gotten the most interest from folks is the change from a catch-and-release regulation on bass at Stonewall Jackson Lake to allow the take of up to six bass. And one of those, only one, can be over 18 inches up at Stonewall Jackson Lake. So that's a big change for Stonewall Jackson Lake, to go from a catch-and-release regulation to allowing fish to be taken up there.
Regulation change number two also involves Stonewall Jackson Lake, but on a different species of fish.
There is an establishment of a 52-inch minimum size limit, and then a one-fish daily creel for muskie up at Stonewall Jackson Lake. That fishery is really coming on, and it's very popular muskie fishing lake now, and it's been producing some really good fish.
And the last change for the new year involves a popular local fishing water in Ohio County.
The only other change really that happened was the we moved a Class Q children and handicapped fishing area up at Bear Rock Lakes Wildlife Management Area up in Ohio County, and that went from Wood Pond to Baker Lake. It's a little bigger lake, and we worked with Cabela's up there. There is a new physically challenged accessible fishing pier at Baker Lake, so that's going to give folks better fishing access and better opportunities up at Bear Rock Lakes.
And that new fishing regulation publication is now available, and don't forget, now that the calendar has changed, you'll need to get your 2014 fishing license if you buy them annually. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.